Stormwatch with Chip Merriweather.
Good afternoon, Stormwatchers. My name is Chip Merriweather, and I'm here to report on Storm Sunday Night Affairs. There are some great rivalries in sports history. Yankees-Red Sox, Maple Leafs-Canadians, and more recently developing, Storm versus the A's. Storm and the A's met up for the fourth time on Sunday night for the early game. The previous matches between these two teams had all been tightly contested affairs, much like Scoops' divorce settlements, with two of them being decided by one run, one of which was actually a reverted score due to time. One Storm versus A's game was eventful for more than just the score. It was the last time Craig Quasimodo Procknow played before becoming Quasimodo after dislocating, separating, cracking his shoulder, diving for a ball, and missing 6 weeks of the season. This was even more unfortunate because the batter who hit the ball had already struck out. But because the umpire couldn't count to three, the batter was given an extra pitch and did some damage both on the score sheet, but also to one of Storm's strongest defenders. Quasimodo was back this game against the advice of doctors to help Storm finally field a full team. And with a lot of history and a lot on the line, these two whimsical titans clashed in a game that could decide first place in the whimsical. Storm brought the thunder in the top of the first as they strung together a series of singles and walks before the palindrome knocked a two-run shot. Storm would score the max six, and the only recorded out in the inning was a productive sac fly. Great start for the Stormies. In the bottom of the first, Storm almost held the A's to one run, but Tank Engine laid down a ground ball and waited for the extra hop. He fielded it cleanly, but the throw brought Brian off the base, giving the A's an extra life. They cashed in by scoring three more to bring the score to 6-4. Storm would respond with four more of their own in the top of the second. This was accomplished through another sequence of singles as Storm was effectively scoring while keeping off the home run board. The bottom half of the inning started with the A's scoring two, but a fantastic relay to home recorded the first out at the plate and changed the entire complexion of the inning. The A's would not score again that inning. Storm and the A's would trade threes in the third, and Storm would score the only run in the fourth as what started as a high-scoring game turned into a pitcher's duel. Storm's run in the fourth also probably shouldn't have happened as the A's chose to throw home instead of the first with two outs, and the misplay is what allowed the run. After a few tight innings, though, Storm would pull away, scoring five in the fifth. The team showed a lot of patience as the inning started with three consecutive walks. Lancer Beam capped off the inning with a three-run blast. This would be more than enough for Storm to hold on to the victory. They added four more in the top of the seventh to put the nail in the coffin. The A's tried their best to rally, scoring three, but Storm held on to win 23-13. The most decisive victory in a game between Storm and the A's this season. The end of the game put the Storm and the A's even in the standings. Storm have a tougher final two against the Isotopes and the Crew, while the A's have games against Surge and Hannah and the rainout against the Buellers to make up. The A's still hold their destiny in their hands as they will finish half a game ahead of Storm if they win out. Storm needs to win out and have help from one of the A's aforementioned opponents. This makes for an exciting end of the season. And to find out what happens, you will have to tune in to further episodes of Stormwatch.
Stormwatch with Chip Merriweather.